Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time has gone 6:51, and a man who I've been trying to get on the radio for the past 3 days because of the fires in LA is Shael Ben Ephraim. He usually speaks to us about Israel, but I thought it was important for us to firstly find out how he is. How are you, Shael?
I'm doing fine. You know, normally the fires aren't near where I live. I live in Hollywood.
Yes.
But this time, last night, all of a sudden fire broke out here in Runyon Canyon, right over my house. It was pretty terrifying, and we all had to evacuate. Didn't hit any houses here, though.
So where are you?
So I'm fine.
Where
I'm,
are you
I'm
now?
Home.
Are you back home?
I'm back home.
So that fire in Runyon Canyon's out?
Right now it's out. I got an alert to evacuate again today. Looks like it was a mistake. So everyone in LA got an alert to evacuate like 2-3 hours ago, but then I heard it was a mistake. So right now I'm staying put. Hopefully that was the right decision.
Yes, hopefully. I did see in one of the TV news channels, everybody's alerts came through at the same time while the guy was doing news or weather, I think. And they had to stop the weather so that he could read the alert to everybody. When you get an evacuation order, do they tell you where you have to go?
No. The whole thing is really a mess. They just tell you, sometimes they tell you you should be prepared to evacuate. That's if you're lucky. Other times they just tell you evacuate. They don't tell you where to go. And when the evacuation notice hit here in my neighborhood, no one was prepared for it. No one expected the fire to come to this area. People were just panicking, running out with whatever they could find. The streets were clogged up for miles. You know, LA traffic on a good day is a nightmare. So yesterday, no one had any idea where to go. People were often leaving their homes and then calling people on the phone, you know, can I come over? And then the problem is the fires were in so many places that very often the first place you would think of to go was in a fire zone.
Right.
You know, like I have a really good friend and a family member who live here. Those are the first two places I would think of to go. And their houses were both in danger too, from different fires.
Right.
So it's just a mess. Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. I mean, you know, we see the media reporting that, you know, there was a $17 million budget cut to the fire department. I'm not sure that could have made any difference. I think that it seems like the fire department was actually up against supernatural forces. I mean, for weather or whatever you want to call it. You know, you've got these hectic winds that are blowing the embers, that are starting fires faster than they can put them out. And the water pressure just couldn't cope. I mean, what could they have done differently, do you think?
Yeah, so there's a lot of disinformation about the response of the municipality of California government here.
Yes.
So one of those things is that $17 million budget cut. So there is a $17 million budget cut, but it hasn't been voted on yet, and it hasn't gone into effect yet.
Yes.
This year, the budgetary year in which this occurred, which is affecting this operation, there was a budget increase of $50 million. So we're actually talking about the city responding when it has a lot of resources at hand, more resources than it would have had at any other year. And I can tell you, just from the little bit that I saw here, that the response was overwhelmingly effective. Not in terms of what I said before, the alerts and all that, that's a mess. But in terms of, you know, the firefighters going there with the best technology, quickly containing it. I mean, it was amazing. I saw from my window rows of fire trucks out there within minutes. And then there were planes and helicopters flying above. And later on, I could see clips on social media of the planes putting out the fire with such incredible precision. It looked incredibly well managed. Clearly, in the Palisades, they had a lot more difficulty. But at that time, the winds were so insane. I mean, I wasn't over on that side of town, but the winds here were so fierce that you immediately knew why the fire was spreading like that. There, you have woods there and the fire. So long story short, I think when you have that many fires in that many places with that kind of fierce wind, they did the best job that they possibly could. I don't think, and I don't think that they were missing resources in terms of budget as much as the city has never, as far as I know, I've been living here for almost a decade. The city has never dealt with fires this extensive at that many spots. That was like worst case scenario, I think, that they could possibly prepare for, and I think they did a credible job. So as far as budgets are concerned, that's not an issue, and I'm sure now they're going to cancel that cut, which seems ill-advised.
Yeah.
Message you heard.
State Farm, is
Well,
State
people
Farm
have
one of
been
the
working to
biggest,
make their money, and a lot of
what are
it
we doing
is.
here? Sorry about that, Jill. State
No
Farm, is
problem.
that one of the biggest insurance companies in the United States?
Yeah, it's top three.
Okay.
It's definitely top three, and it has probably the most visible ad campaign on TV.
Okay, because
So,
I've
yeah,
seen
very high
reports
profile.
that because of the fire risk, in 2024, there were the three top insurance companies actually changed their policies about not insuring people living there. Did you see that?
Yes. It's very diff it's always been difficult to get insurance if you live in the wilderness over there, and yeah, some companies are denying. If you're rich enough, you can find someone to give you a policy, but yeah, it's very difficult to get. This is going to make it much worse, and the people who I'm making some generalizations, but the people who are most at risk are very wealthy. Very wealthy people, and insuring those very big houses is going to become almost impossible with the rise of global warming and the risk of fires. And a lot of people are now talking about arson that might be behind this. So insurance rates are going to skyrocket. And yeah, some companies are just not going to provide it.
Yeah, I was sent a video yesterday of people who were in another region and they were actually lighting fires, and I just thought, what is going on? Like, this comes back to what you and I spoke about a week ago, perhaps. Just very, very destructive. But who knows?
Yeah, I don't want to engage in conspiracy theories, but I
Yeah.
think most people in LA agree that this doesn't seem natural and normal.
Yeah.
There's too many places where it's lighting, where they don't seem related to each other. The one here in Hollywood is so far away from the other area, and the wind had already died down. And there could be that people are saying, "Oh, there's already a fire. Let's light more." That it could be that the original big fires were natural, and then there's copycat, whatever, crazy people trying to make things worse.
Incredible. Cheryl, that is where we leave it. Stay safe. I hope that
Thank you
they
so
get to
much.
rebuild and you just stay safe. And wish you
Thank
Shabbat
you.
Shalom. God bless. Bye-bye. That is Shael Ben Ephraim. He's a freelance writer. He's an editor living in Hollywood. And we usually speak to him about Israel topics, but today I thought that it was necessary, in fact the whole week, to speak to him about the fires.